Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Reish Nun Zayin 257, and we get to the mitzvah pasuk Lamed Beis. Perek Yudes pasuk Lamed Beis. Mipnei Seva Takum, in front of somebody who has Seva, you shall stand up. Vahadarta, and you shall glorify Pnei Zakein. You shall glorify the face of the elders. V'yareisa me'elokecha ani Hashem. Again, many of these mitzvahs as we have been having are linked to Shem Hashem. You should fear Hashem ani Hashem. So Mipnei Seva Takum Vahadarta Zakein, the mitzvah of honoring Torah sages, Chachamim, and the mitzvah of standing up in front of somebody who is in the state of Zikna, who is elderly, as we'll see what the definitions are. This is one of the only mitzvahs that we have. But it's the only country that we have it. It's on the buses and the trains. Mipnei Seva Takum. You have stickers on the, to give up your seat. Unbelievable. Baruch Hashem. What a place to live. Anyway, so now we get into the mitzvah. Mipnei Seva Takum says the Sefer HaChinuch. L'chabed ha'chachamim v'lakum mipneihem. To honor, to give respect to Rabbanan and to stand up for them, in front of them. Shneamar mipnei Seva Takum. V'targam Unkelus. And Unkelus says, what does Seva mean? Unkelus says, I should have read it. Min kadam desavar ba'oraisa. In front of somebody who knows Torah. Takum, you shall stand up. Meaning Seva is not translated as somebody who is elderly, as Zakein might have been, but Zakein also might not be translated like that. The Pasha of the Pasha might have said it means elderly, but Unkelus, who usually gives Pasha Pshat, here is saying, Pasha Pshat means a Chacham. Vadarta Pnei Zakein, Pirshu Zakhan Mavracha. Also, Zakein, who we might have thought Zikna means elderly, so again, that is included in the mitzvah, to stand up for someone who is elderly, as we'll see in the Shulchan Aruch, but in addition to that, it is somebody who has chachma. Pirshu Zechon Lavracha, Zakin also is no tree cone. It stands for Ein Zakin Elamisha Kana Chachma. Ze Kana. That's what Zakin is. Ze Kana Chachma. One who is Kona Chachma. That is Bnei Seva Takum Vodata Bnei Zakin. Vezesha Hotzi Akasa Vachacham Blashin Zakan. So why did it, if the Torah meant chacham, why doesn't it say Vodata Bnei Chacham? Why doesn't it just say Zakin? Mipnei atam mipnei shehabachur hachacham ra'a b'chachmaso mashara hazakein barov shanav. A young chacham will achieve in his chachma what a zakein has achieved in his years. Meaning we're comparing it, but the zakein in his years also is included in the mitzvah. We're just being more inclusive, that even a young chacham is someone to give honor to glorify. The Ben Yehoyada, there in Maseches Kiddushin and Daf Lamed Beis, also discusses why the Torah calls the Chacham Zakein. Tzorach Lahavin, Lama Chacham Mechuna B'Shem Zakein. So he quotes two ideas. We'll read the second one. HaChacham Ein Limudo, I'm sorry, the first one. Ditznan. What does it say in Pirkei Avos? Who is the real Chacham? As we know, Ezeu Chacham Alomi Mikol Adam. The Kivan de Lomed Mikol Adam Nimsa Mikubatz Etzlo Chachma Asher Nesva Bishanim Rabot Shalzeh Vishalzeh. A person who's a Chacham, so he gathers Chachma from everybody who talks to him. So he gets all those years under his belt. If a 35-year-old or a 55-year-old and a 70-year-old all gives me Chachma, so all those become my years. That Chachma, the experience that created that Chachma, that I then inculcated because I learned from the other person. Ezu Chachma Lomi Mikol Adam, so I get all of that. That's why somebody who's a real Chacham, who's Lomi Mikol Adam, is called a Zakein in the Torah. Because he really has Zikna, he has all those years, because the Chachma that came out of those years. Ubazenechshav kilu chai shanim merubin, v'lamad kol zeh, v'lachin afilu ba'oto katan b'shanim, nechshav l'zakein, and that's why the Torah says, ein Chacham el zakein, because he's gathered all the years that other people had. Good, so that's what this mitzvah is, kvod chachamim and kvod zakeinim. The Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Reish Mem Dalet in Yaradea, that's the Simen about our mitzvah today. Kima v'hidur b'fnei chacham afilu eno rabo, says the Shulchan Aruch. Mitzvahs asei lakum mipnei kol chacham afilu eno zakein. Ela yonik v'chachim. It's a mitzvah to stand up, literally. To stand up in front of somebody who is a chacham, even if it's not my Rebbe, and even if he is not old. V'afilu eno rabo. Rakshu gadam imenu v'roi lomo imenu. V'chei mitzvah lakum mipnei seva. And not only a chacham, the Shulchan Aruch also says to stand up in front of somebody who's elderly. Who's elderly? When somebody walks into a room, there's a mitzvah to stand up. Says the Shulchan Aruch, the hainu ben shivim shana. 70. That's what the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos. V'afilu hu am ha'aretz. U'bavad shelo yir rasha. As we'll get to soon. even if he's not the most learned person, he or she. But if it is a elderly person, then there is a mitzvah to stand up. Right? This is where the custom came from. This is the din. If you have grandparents walking down an aisle, chassan akala walking down an aisle, we spoke about that in the past, where does that minhag come from, and is it an appropriate minhag or not, it's somewhat of a new minhag. But the ikar adin, when the grandparents walk down the aisle, then you have to stand up. That's a mitzvah daraisa. Says the Shulchan Aruch, me'em asai chayev lakum api kabbalah is even 60. 70 maker adin, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, but api kabbalah 60, if you look in the minchas chinuch, in Os Tess, he quotes these issues. He quotes shir zakin b'shanim einim avur b'ramam barav v'machaber, the Rambam and the chinuch don't say a certain age. You look in the Shulchan Aruch, quotes the minchas chinuch, he quotes 70, and he quotes from the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, ben shivim l'seva, mipnei seva takum. So 70, that's 70. But he says if you look elsewhere, if you look at the Targum, he quotes maybe it has to do with other sources. He quotes 60. Either way, that is the age. Says the Shulchan Aruch, me'im asai chayev lakum l'bneihem. So when do I have to stand up? Right when I'm sitting in the front, let's say at a wedding, and I see the door open all the way in the back, I see them coming. When do I have to start standing up? You don't look by when everybody else stands up. Right, that's not how we usually figure out what to do. Right, so the Shulchan Aruch says, "Me'im asai chayev lakum l'bneihem mishiyagia l'toch arba amosav dalet amos." Where they're within 6 to 8 feet of me, dalet amos, that's when I need to stand up. Until they pass. Until they pass. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, I see them coming. I'm not going to want to stand up, so I'm going to close my eyes. So I won't see them. Now I do that. You know what? How Chazal learn that, where they learn that halacha from? The last phrase in our pasuk. God knows whether you know. Right, you close your eyes, I close my eyes. I had no idea they were coming. Don't try to fake out God. God knows if you're trying to pull a fast one and closing your eyes and not looking. But this is the halacha. The Shulchan Aruch continues, based on Gemara's in Maseches Brachas and Mishnayis, that if you're in the middle of a job, if you're in the middle of working, and standing up would take you away from your job, then that would be stealing. So you wouldn't be able to stop. But generally, we assume that Bizman Hazeh, especially, we're not paid by the second, so one would be able to stand up if a Chacham or a Zakein walked into the room. Are there any exceptions? What if a 75-year-old walks into the room, but you're 85? So does the 85-year-old have to stand up for the 75-year-old? Or the opposite, 75 to the 85? Just to be older than you? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Shnei Chachamim u'Shnei Zakeinim, Ein Echad Sarach Lakum Ibnei Chaveiro. You don't have to stand up. Elias, a little hiddur. Do a little hiddur, meaning give the old, just, you know, a little bit up. Right? But standing up means standing up. We fake it sometimes. We just get a little bit out of the chair. But that's hiddur. That's not kima. It's hiddur. Pashas hiddur is even less, according to the Shulchan Aruch. So that is what the Shulchan Aruch says. A few b'shashu osik b'torah tzarech lamun mipanav. Even if somebody's in the middle of learning, they have to stand up. And other halachas that are quoted here in Reish Mem Dalet. Okay, let's get back to the chinuch. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Says the chinuch. Mishar shi'a mitzvah. Lefi. What's some hashkafa behind the mitzvah? Lefi. She'ikir heyosa adam nivra ba'olam hu b'bnei ha'chachma. The ultimate goal of life is to gain wisdom, to gain chachma in order to get close to Hashem. Kedei she'yakir baro. The more chachma I acquire, the more I recognize God. Al kein roi l'bnei adam l'chabed mi she'yisig ota. And if it only makes sense if I'm near somebody, if I'm in the presence of somebody who has achieved the goal, so then I should be mechabi them because they achieved the goal, and also umitokach yisoveru ha'achir malecha. Others will be inspired, like, wow, look at that guy, he's getting all the kavod. But he's the chacham, and if he's the chacham and he's achieved chachma and he gets the kavod, then people will realize that that is the goal that they should have in mind as well. Even a zakin, an elderly person, as we just saw, even if he's not the greatest chacham, he's an amaretz, he's still included in the mitzvah. Throughout his years, he's seen works of God. He's been through a lot. And that's why he's royal lekavod. That's what we hold like Yisrael ben Yehuda. Unless he's a Rasha. This clearly says the chinuch And the Shulchan Aruch said, as long as somebody is not a Rasha, so then one is allowed to and needs to give him kavod. This shita makes the Rashi and Kedushin problematic. So if you look in Rashi and Kedushin, when the Gemara on Lama Beis Mabez, when it says, Ashmai, even a Zakin Ashmai requires kavod, Rashi says, Rasha v'am haaretz. So Tosfos says, Rasha v'am haaretz? No! A Rashi doesn't give kavod to. No, Amaretz, but not Rasha. Which is, what does Rashi mean? So the Pashas, we argue with Rashi. Rashi says, even a Rasha. So if you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, in this Siman, in Reish Bem Dal, the Aruch HaShulchan says, no, there are two kinds of Ame Ha'aretz. Hine yesh Ame Ha'aretz b'Torah, avo mekayim ha'mitzvah, so miniach tefillin b'chol yom, and mispav v'shem yodere chachamim. There are Ame Ha'aretz that do go through the motions. They're not so learned, but they're Pasha the Yidin, and they do what they have to do, and they wear tefillin, and they daven, and they listen to the Chachamim. Ubazeno ma mipnei seva takum. The mitzvah applies to them. The yesh ame haaretz, she mipnei pshituso, eino miniach tefillin b'chol yom. Umizalzo the mitzvahs. But some are ame haaretz, because they are so ignorant, they don't do mitzvahs. V'hagam she'ino oses ha'bebnei rishaso, ela bebnei pshituso, and even though they're not wicked, they don't know God and rebel against Him, but still, these are people who don't do mitzvahs. V'zeo kavonis Rashi, Rasha v'am ha'aretz. That's what Rashi means here. He's not saying two different people. Somebody who's a Rasha because of his amaratzos. So that type of person you can still give kavod to. If somebody's a Rasha because he's mamash or Rasha, he's morid b'Hashem, Rashi agrees. But somebody who's a Rasha because of his amaratzos, he's totally assimilated. He has no idea. That's why he doesn't do mitzvahs. It's not lahachis. It's not even l'tayavon. He has no idea. So that type of Rasha amaretz, that's what is included in our mitzvahs. So that's the Aruch HaShulchan here in Reish Mem Dalet. A couple of other points related to the hashkafa behind the mitzvah. First, the Gemara that we've mentioned many, many times, but this is the mitzvah to talk about it. Right? This is it. So we can't not talk about it by Kvod Chachamim. It also has to do with Yiras Chachamim. That's the exact pasuk later on we'll get to. But this is the story of Nechemiah Hamsuni and Shimon Hamsuni, the Gemara in Baba Kama, the Gemara in Psachim, Chav Beis Mabeis, where the Gemara says that Nechemiah Hamsuni or Shimon, depending on your girsa, darshined every time the Torah said the word S. Every time it says the word S, so he says, oh, you learned something after the Reish Bar Lokim, S, Larab was this. The S Aretz, every S in the Torah, Rechem Yamsudi Darshan and learned something from. Until he came to, as Hashem Elokecha Tira. Fear God. Fear God. S, what are you going to be? You can't be marred by anything to God. So what happens? Says the Gemara, he threw it away. He threw away his PhD thesis. You know, if it was up to us, we would have just said, we skipped that one. Nobody would notice. We did every other S. And yet, he said, he threw it all away. And his Talmidim say, Rebbe, call Esam Shabbat Torah, Mateh Alayim. Omer Lahem, he says, no, Kishem Shekabati Schar La Drisha, Kachak Mni Makabal Schar La Prisha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just as happy with my throwing it away than with continuing. This is what I have to do. Until his Talmud Rabbi Akiva came and said, Es Hashem Lokech Atira, L'Rabos Talmidei Chachamim. He included, Rabbi Kiva included the word "es l'rabos tamid chachamim" to give to fear and to give covet to tamid chachamim. Ask the mafarshim, ask the velt. You know, what exactly is what did Rabbi Akiva know that Shimon Hamsuni didn't know? He dashed every es in the Torah, hundreds and hundreds of esim. He couldn't figure this one out. So Rabbi Akiva says, so the mafarshim say Rabbi Akiva had one thing that Nechemiah Hamsuni didn't have. He had a rebbe like Nechemiah Hamsuni. He had a Rebbe that was who's ready to throw it away because of MS. Oh, the Rabbi Slamidei Chachamim. Right, so that is the part that we've said many times, Chafez Mabez Msachim, Baba Kama Memala, Fakhulu, and the other places where this comes up, but that's related to this mitzvah. Also, interesting thought related, the Chazal Darshan. Let's ask him as a question first. The Gemara tells us in Brachas and Daf Chafches that when Reb Zera got tired and he was exhausted, can't even imagine when there's Reb Zera, one of the Baalei Mesorah. So he used to go sit in the door of the Beis Medrash. So at least when the Rabbanan would walk by, he used to be able to stand up for them and get schar. That's the Lashon of the Gemara. Chav Chesem Abeis. As akum avrim v'akabal schar. He would go do this mitzvah, b'bnei seva takum. So the question asked on the Gemara is that once he wanted to do a mitzvah when he was tired, but Reb Zera was so eager to get the schar. He was being an Eved Amanas l'kabal pras. So why does exactly this Gemara add that Lashon? So the Bnei Yisachar says, he says, no. We know, many sources tell us that the Schar for Mipnei Seva Takam V'Adai Bnei Tzokein It'll lead to Yirat Shemayim. That will be the schar. So Rabbi Zeira went there because he wants this schar. Yirat Shemayim, I want this schar. So that's why, says the Bnei Yisraschar, Rabbi Zeira did what he did. And there are even other stories about this in the Otsos HaTorah on our pasuk. It goes on the Imre Emes that towards the later years of his life, one of the rebbes came to visit him, and he starts getting up and trying to stand up in front of him. So he says, "What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you trying to stand?" He says, "What, you want to take away Yirat Shemayim from me?" Because that's the Aresa Melokecha in the pasuk could be read as a continuation related to the schar that one would get. Okay, there's more here in Ashkafa, but we will continue a little bit more. Says the Chinuch, Midine HaMitzvah. What are some halachas of the mitzvah? Masha Amr Zechonim Levracha. She'ein Tzarech Lomar. She'mi She'eino Chacham Chai Bekvod Chacham. Not only, it's simple that if somebody is not a Chacham, they have to give covet to the Chachamim. El afilu Chacham Chai Bekvod Chacham. Even if you have another one Rebbe, has to be, give covet to the other Rebbe. K'mo She'amr Zechonim Levracha. Like the Gemara says about Metziah. Talmidei Chachamim She'bebavel Omdim Zeh B'vnei Zeh. They stand up for each other. Masha Biru Gam Kein. Ki Bekavet HaRavet Al Talmid Yesh Tosef Es Gadol Al Kavet She'chayim L'kol Chacham Acher. The Talmidim to the Rebbeim. The Rebbeim to the Talmidim. Doesn't matter if I'm a great, somebody A is a greater Chacham than B. If they're both Chachamim, therefore they both are required to give covet to each other. Next paragraph, Ubabir Amru, Aviv Arabo, like the Mishnah says at the end of Eilat Metzias. So what if you have your father and your Rebbe regarding a Metzia, regarding Pidyon Shvuyah, regarding all the halachas? We know our Rebbe comes first. Rebbe comes first. This is also part of the mitzvah of Kavod Chachamim. Rabba Kodim Bekavod, Bavedu, Bamasis, carrying something Ubashviyah. Unless, as the Mishnah says, Avalam Haya Aviv Chacham. If your father is a Chacham, Avavishin Shakul Karabo. Even if he's not as great as the Rav, still the Aviv comes first. Love it comes first. The Menachas Chinuch discusses in those bays, is there any uniqueness to a Rebbe Muvuk? He says a lot of these halachas, there in Eilat Metzias, maybe only apply to a Rebbe Muvuk. In the paragraph Vida, to call the Ari Barabo Muvuk, Avalameinu Muvuk, but call Inyan Aviv Kodem Afilu Eino Chacham. If it's not a Rebbe Muvuk is defined as someone who taught me most of my Chachma, Rov Chachmasu Mimenu. If it's not a Rebbe Muvuk, so then for sure the father would go first in all these halachas, even if he is not a Chacham. Even if he's not a Chacham. What about a woman, a chachama? Same halachas apply. So what about a female? What about Devorah the Shofetes? What kind of, is there a mitzvah of mipnei bnei seva takum there? Vadarta bnei zakena. So the Menachas Chinuch knows Dalid. Umashakasa of harav macharev anuagas b'zecharim b'dekeva zeh pashut. So the Menachas the Chinuch at the end says the mitzvah applies to men and women giving the hidur. But what about getting the hidur? According to us, who we pass like Yisi ben Yehuda, who says even Zakin Ashmai, im came bevade chayv lamo rebbe isha zakena. Pashas, you would have to. And that's what Rav Avad Yosef says in a tshuva, in Chela Gimel Simin Ayin Beis. He asks a question. When a female teacher walks into the room, do the students have to stand up? That was his shaila. He says, yes. He says, "Yesh lomo mikan to shekain leisha chachama b'chachmas haTorah shekvoda machmas atzma shemitzvah lakum b'faneha." It's a mitzvah, and he quotes a favorite sefer Chassidim that says this, and therefore one would have to stand up. There's no difference. Umechalon shaldrama anulamedim b'shebevali yesh mitzvah v'chova ala talmida lakum mipnei morasa. Right, to stand up in front of their mora. Asur l'talmida l'kor, and also as a related point, which we'll get to soon, they can't call the mora by her personal name without. Word of kavod first, right? In this country, it's more common for students to call their teachers by their first name instead of Mrs. whatever or Rabbi so and so. Call by the first name, but you gotta have the hamora before it. You gotta have the rab before it, even if it's a first name. Or else that's a violation of this mitzvah. This mitzvah of kavod chachamim. It has to have a prefix. And then he says at the end, importantly and interestingly, mitzvah lakum, as Ravani always has in Yichavadat, he has a summary at the end. Mitzvah lakum ibnei isha chachama b'chachmas haTorah. V'chei ibnei isha zakeina begil shivim shana. V'talmidea chayeves lakum v'lachabedes marasa shalom detor b'fiha. V'asur l'krala as marasa b'shem prati. Ukishemar nechnasas la'ata bus. What if the teacher takes the school bus home? V'talmidea yosheves tzricha lakum ibanea. Gotta stand up. And if there's only one seat, you gotta give it to her. And there's only one seat for an elderly person, you gotta give it to them. That's this mitzvah. It's not just a nice thing to do, it's a mitzvah daraisa. But they say, okay. That is Rav Avadia Netshuva and others. Also, Rav Sturbach here on this pasuk also mentions that. But we'll continue. Shelo yeshiv b'mkama v'lo yechviyav devarav lo yisra devarav. What's included here is also mora rabo, fearing one's Rebbe. Not to sit in his place, you're not allowed to sit in the Rebbe's place, you're not allowed to contradict the Rebbe explicitly. V'lo yore b'fanav la'olam, and never to paskin. This is the isser. Included in this is the isser of mora halacha b'fnei rabo. The Gemara at the beginning of Sanhedrin. V'afilu toch. Shneimasar mil imo asalahoros. Even within 12 mil, one is not allowed to paskin in front of the Rebbe. This is a big topic. What the reason is? There are many details about paskin within a certain area of where one's Rebbe is. What if the Rebbe is mochel? What if it's an obvious point? There are many different nafkaminas in terms of paskin in front of one's Rebbe. But the chakira that the Achronim explain is. Paskin in front of your Rebbe purely because of kavod harav. It's kavod harav. It's not kavod. So the meila, if he gives me rishus, then it should be a problem. Or if it's something obvious, then it's not really a psak, so it should be mutter. Other nafkaminas. But some achronim, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, even has a sicha about this in the new Sichos Musar in Mamer Samach Aleph. He says it's deeper. It's not just kavod harav. It's kavod of the mesora. It's kavod that somebody closer to the source of the Mesorah should be the one that gives an answer to a question if he's here. If he's not in proximity, then fine. But if he's in proximity, then And also the Rav shouldn't be mochel if it's his city to paskin. Unless there's so many people and he has to spread the wealth, like Moshe Rabbeinu did. Right? Moshe spread the wealth in terms of answering certain shilas. Right, Nafkamina, if you're a Navi and your Rebbe in Nevuah is in the same area, are you allowed to be Misnabeh? As discussed by the Margolis Hayam in the beginning of Sanhedrin. But either way, that halacha is also included in this mitzvah. Good. Finishing up, let's go to the next page. The Yeser Rubei Pratei Inyonim Elu B'Kiddushin Perak Rishon B'Komas Acherim. Most of these dinim are in Kiddushin, in the Lamids. V'chein Midinim Mitzvah Inyonim Shepochim Min HaChachamim Misak Fodim U'Mora'am. And also related to the Mitzvah of Kavod HaChachamim are certain obligations that we exempt a Chacham from. There are stories in the Gemara about a Chacham not having to pay taxes. Ukigon binyanim v'chafiras ha-medina, or certain type of public service that needs to be given. All of these, the exemptions that are given in halacha to the Rabbanan or to Zakenim, are not only because of the Zakenim, the elderly, but because of the Torah that they have imbued within themselves. Os hey, the Melech Hasidah has an interesting issue. What about if one has, does one have to stand up in front of a Suma? Zakein, if you have a blind Zakein, is there a chiyuv there? Is it all about them? Because then they can't see you. Mashain Kane, if it's not just about them, it's about the person giving the covet, that they would have to also. What about if the person giving the covet is blind? That's also a suffix. Look in the Achronim, says the Ben Chaschena. But that's his discussion in Oshei. Oshes, he talks about whether a coin, Talmud Chacham, can be mochel. We generally assume that a coin can be mochel, not coin. A Chacham can be mochel, but he can only on his covet, but not for bizyonos. He can't totally embarrass himself. That is not allowed to do because he represents Torah. Mashiach Kiddush wants to be mochel on something. In the last Os, in Os Yud Beis, the Melech Hazchenach discusses the idea of calling one's Rebbe by their name. This is a big discussion in the Rishonim already and the Achronim. In the beginning of Reish Ben Beis, the halacha is not allowed to call your Rebbe by his name because that is a lack of kavod. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Chayav Adam B'Kavod Rabo V'Yiraso Yosef Mi B'Shal Aviv. Aser La'adam La'horos L'fnei Rabo. Let me just find the halach, if I can find it now. If not, I'll just... Aser L'tam L'klos L'Rabo B'Shmo. Reish Men Beis Tezvav. Lo B'Chayav V'Lo B'Moso. Right by his first name. V'Yafilu L'klos L'Acherim Sheshmom Kishmo Aserim Hu Shem Peli. If it's an unusual name, and you have a friend with the same name as your father, so then, I don't know, Yisachar is not such a common name. Maybe that's a Shem Peli. It's not a crazy uncommon name. But if there's a very unusual name, God, your Rebbe's name is God, right? So then you can't call your friend, if your Rebbe's name is Yoshua, or your Rebbe's name is Mayor, then you can call your friend Mayor. Right, it's obvious that you're not calling your Rebbe, but if it's an unusual, somewhat unusual name, it's hard to know exactly what's unusual, what's unusual, so that's the halacha. Aval shem shiragilin bo mutar lahaskir shelo b'fnei rabo. That's if it's a common name. So Pesach Shuvia talks about, so how is it that we find in the Gemara sometimes that some of the Amoraim call their Rebbeim by their first name? Right, you find that by, they call him Abba Aricha, or that might be just a nickname, but you find sometimes that they call them by their first name. So the Pesach Shuvia discusses, maybe as long as you have a appellation of kavod to start the name. And he says that's why the Rush always calls his father the Tour. I'm sorry, the Tour always calls his father the Rush. He says, the Rush, what do you mean the Rush? How can you call him the Rush? Rabbeinu Asher. So you're calling him Rabbeinu, or you're calling him the Rush, calling him the Rosh of the Poskim. So again, every time you call him big nafkamin, if you call your father up for an Aliyah and you're the Gabbai, are you allowed to say his name? Some Gabbaim just say, Yamod Avimori. Right? There's also a covet of the grandfather. Right? So, or do you say the father's name? Because you're the Gabbai, you're Harav, or you say Avi Mori, blank with the name. So that's a big discussion. As long as one does it with proper kavod, so then it would be, seems to be okay, but that's the Minchas Chinuch right here in Osi Beis, discussing by a Rebbe, if one is allowed to do that. He quotes fascinating Raya's, that Elazar in Pashas Matos quotes, Asher Tziv Hashem as Moshe. Elazar, the son of Aaron, that's, Moshe was the Rebbe, how can he say Moshe? If he can hit call the Rabbo Bishmo, how do you call him by his name? So he says, maybe, this is a siyua to the Mavar Yabok. The Mavar Yabok says that if somebody is davening to Hashem for their father or Rav, you shouldn't give him titles. Because in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are no titles. That's why some are makpid in a Kel Mole. When we don't say Harav Agona, right? Why? Because when they're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows who they are. We don't have to give amazing titles. So that's what the Mavar Yabok says. So maybe here, Elazar is talking to the Kadosh of Hashem. Kadosh Siv Hashem is Moshe. In front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, Moshe doesn't need to be Rabbeinu. He's Moshe. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and we'll continue.